How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question.
If you ever find yourself in a situation where you need to make some worksheets up for particular classes, and this can often happen if you're teaching study tours. I won't go into what a study tour is here, but basically you need a lot of resources quickly and additional worksheets. Now, for teaching children, we want to keep them simple. We use simple instructions because the instructions aren't the learning in the lesson. They just need to be simple enough so that students know what to do and can follow it. You need to allow enough time for students to complete worksheets, so making sure you don't put too much into a worksheet. It's better to have simpler worksheets and more of them than one with three or four activities in it, particularly when it's teaching children. While students are doing worksheets, you should always put them into pairs or groups. So try and create your worksheet in a way that it can be done by two students together. And in the worksheet itself, always make sure there's plenty of space for students to write answers on, not to cram or clutter the information on the worksheet, because this is not really good at all. Now, for children, the types of worksheets that you can create very quickly, match up if they're very low level, unscramble sentences, unscramble words, puzzles, word puzzles. And there are some great websites for making word puzzles too, and free ones that you can find. So just on this website, crosswordlabs.com, crosswordlabs.com. This site, you can put in the crossword, make a crossword and put in the title of the puzzle, and then you just, for each line, put in the clue and the answer. Really simple, great stuff that is available there for teachers, which is fabulous. Now, once you've made these, and another site that I've used is National Geographic. There's a section there for teachers, and you can make all kinds of word puzzles and worksheets there. When you're doing these, other types of things you can do, colouring in tasks for kids, simple questionnaires and forms, multiple choice questions. You can even have kids doing drawing a picture that represents vocabulary they've learned, even joining the dots for very low levels. So these are all great things. Now, if it's adults that you need to make some quick worksheets, because it might be for a specific context and you just can't find what you need, so you're going to have to get creative. You know, you can do worksheets that are gap filling, close, unscramble sentences, matching sentences, questionnaires, surveys, forms, matching headings to paragraphs, question and answer, puzzles. Adults still like puzzles. As long as they're in pairs, that's great. Find the answer in the text, find missing or complete missing information, dialogues, role plays, true and false activities, yes, no, not given questions. All of these things can be put into worksheets, and you can create them to add to the resources that you have. Just remember, keep them very neat and very tidy. Try to avoid handwritten or hand-drawn worksheets. Nowadays, you know, you can pull things out on the computer and print them out so much quicker anyway, and everything will sit very nicely on the page. And just always give them a quick edit over for typos, because that can happen. If at all possible, keep the font larger than 12 font, or at a minimum 12 font. You want to make sure that it's readable, even for adults. You don't want to cram lots of sentences and lots of information. So if you're making worksheets, sheets, use the computer, make them up, have them prepared beforehand. Ordinarily, though, you will get everything you need in a course book, or you'll find stuff online that you can use. But as I said, if you have to make it, these are some great rules to follow so that they look professional and they are laid out in a way that enhance learning.